Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Relaxing, but you know, I just try to get it in where I can get it in.
No doubt. It was crazy. I had to meet up with a client, and She didn't really take a whole lot of my time. It was a good meeting. We went to the store. It was so funny. She said, let's meet at the Lowe's in Bowie. And I was like, the Lowe's in Bowie? I was like, well, okay, we can do that. So I got to leave my house, and in typical DMV Kale fashion, I was late, right? So I called her and I was like, look, I'm so sorry. I'm running late. Can you just give me a moment? I'll be there. I said, how far are you? And she was like, Mac, I wish you would have called me before now. She was like, I'll meet you there. I said, all right. So I get, and I was like, here, where you at? Yeah, I'm here. She said, you shouldn't have given no woman no free time. She said, I'm going to
your phone Walmart. Breaking up, bro. Hold on, bro. Your phone breaking up. Real bad. Okay.
She said, I went to Walmart and, I'm in line now. I've made my purchase. I'm at the register, and I'll meet you shortly. You shouldn't give a woman no whole lot of time, because we're going to do something with that time. I said, okay, no problem. So I looked at my clock, and I said, well, we were supposed to meet at 9. What time is it? Girl, it was 9:05. I say, how much extra time? It's only 9:05. He was like,
right.
I know, but when you called me, when you called me and said you was gonna be late, I just ran. I said, well, that was a precautionary call, but that's okay. It's fine. Go ahead and do what you need to do. So I sat there and cleaned out my van and you know, got everything ready to go to the car wash, you know, and it just dawned on me. That is the difference between men and women. Now, don't be offended. Don't be offended. The woman, when she received the call and said, I'm going to be late, first thing she was thinking, oh, I can run to Walmart and spend some money. I can do this. I can do that. Everything except for stay in the parking lot and wait. You know what I mean? The man, the man instantly thought, I could go ahead and clean my vehicle and get it ready for the car wash, because the car wash was my next move after Lowe's. I had to. I can't. Anybody who know me knows me and a filthy car, we just not work. We don't work. We're not good partners whatsoever. So, and she pulled up on me. She said, well, she said, good to see you right here. I said, well, yeah, I knew you wasn't going to be that long.
Right.
Walmart is right over there, so why would I call? And she said, no, I didn't think you would go anywhere else. She was like, but is it good that you're here while I'm here? And I said, well, you know, that's the difference between man and woman. And she looked at me and said, don't start, Matt. You better not start. My husband always fusses me out about that. As soon as he tells me that he has, he's not going to be on time or he has something else going on, I instantly think about something else that's nowhere near where I'm supposed to be meeting up with him. I said, you got to stop doing that. You have to stop doing that. But it was just so funny to me how that little, that thought came to mind when, you know, she said, when she said, excuse me, y'all, I'm going to turn my Wi-Fi off. Is that better? Can you hear me better, Therese? Okay. Okay. Great. Mark is my new PA dude. You know what I mean? He keep me up on the sounds when they ain't right. So, but yeah, sorry about that. Excuse me for the inconvenience, my good people. As I was saying, you guys, welcome to the Tuesday edition of Kids Corner. Today we run the World Series and how it hasn't disappointed in the drama and action we've all come to expect from the World Series. We'll discuss the latest in this young 2022-23 NBA season, and including some time management, some firing, some social media mishap, and indecent exposure, and free agent tampering, and a partridge in a pear tree. Do you understand me? Because it's a lot going on in this young NBA season. Lady T is going to come and reveal the Week 8 winner from Lady T's pick. You know, hey, let's see who won this week. Then we'll discuss the week that was Week 8 in the NFL season. We got a lot to unpack here, y'all. We got a lot to unpack here. And please forgive me. I'm sorry. Marcus will be coming with today's Tuesday health tip. Today's Tuesday health tip. All right. Now, y'all want to hit 5 o'clock in the morning? I think I want to hear that again. Can I listen to that a little bit more, Treats, while we on this hot 8 job? All right, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Rangers, which the Rangers should have won. They had it in the bag.
Okay.
They had the lead in the 9th and 10th inning, but the Cardinals came roaring back both times. They couldn't score in the 11th, and then in the bottom of the 11th inning, on a single pitch, Cardinals won Game 6 of the World Series.
Wow.
I was like, oh no! Ugh. I was just
sticking.
So, okay, we walking down memory lane.
Okay.
Who do you think?
Hey, Sam, like and share, you guys. Like and share.
I'm sorry.
I thought you was
on mute. I'll put it this way. I am not an Astros fan, but I don't really see the Phillies winning this.
Okay. Your reason being?
They're just too strong. They've been strong all year, and I don't think Philly has enough power to overtake the Cheaters, I mean the Astros.
Even with the stat that was read on Thursday, about the team who wins the first game went on to win the series 68% of the time.
Well, then think about the other 32% that don't.
Well, point well taken. Point well taken. Let's bring in Huckleberry, man. What's up, Huckleberry?
Hey,
what's up, everybody? I remember that series, Lou. Albert Pujols was on the Cardinals at that time when they won that series. Yep. So, but as far as it being, long as it's 1-1 right now, and Philly did get one back in Houston, it's still a series. Now, I would like to see Philly win it, but I go with Houston because if they don't make crazy moves, now, pay attention to what Dusty did the other night. He let Verlander pitch for a very long time. Let's see if that comes back to haunt him. Yeah. See if that comes back to haunt him.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you remember who hit that game run in the game 6 of that series? Because I do.
Now you got me. Who?
David Freeze.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah.
I was ready to vomit.
Yep, he sure did. And Freeze left there, the Cardinals, and went to play for the Braves. I remember that. You're right.
Yep.
Hey.
Y'all walking down memory lane, buddy.
I love it.
The Astros pitching is superior, I think. I think that's the only thing. But I think if Philly can get their bats hot again, which, you know, with the delays and everything, they've cooled down a lot. If they can get their bats hot again, they got a chance. But I just think Houston got too much for them. They're a really good team. You said game one?
What do you think happened? Because, you know, Houston was going to run away with the game, but then all of a sudden the Philly just came running back and tied the game and won it. Like, you know, Houston looked so dominant. What happened?
Right.
I'm telling you something. Did they hit anything on Verlander at all? Or was it the release? I just think they left Verlander out there too long. You know?
And
Philly was able to.
That's a dusty thing, if you think about it. That's a dusty thing. I don't know why when he was managing for the Nationals, he didn't go with his ace longer. But if you look at Dusty Baker's record, you know, he burned, and you know what I'm thinking of? Maybe that's why he said what he said when the Nationals lost to the Dodgers about he'd love to see what the pitcher is going to do in the next series since he was overworked like he was in that L.A. Washington series. So maybe that, you know, the fact that he's been criticized and ridiculed for using his pitchers too long. Maybe that's why he saw that opportunity to pass it back on to the L.A. Dodgers.
But they won, though.
So it's like, why would you bring that point?
That's what happens. Once your batters go through the lineup twice, they pretty much got a feel of the pitcher. His stuff just really got to be on where they – we can see it, but we still can't do nothing with it. Most of the time, though, good hitters after the second time, they got a beat on you. They're waiting for you to throw that pitch or whatever. They know what you're getting ready to do. So I think that's why the Phillies was able to catch up with Verlander, because he was out there for so long.
Okay.
Too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
So I guess Dusty felt like, you know, I'm gonna use my ace until I can't anymore. You know, I don't know what was going in his mind, you know, at that particular point in time, but it was a great Philly comeback nonetheless. We can't take that away from Philly. And I hear what you're saying, Lou, as far as Houston being the stronger team because of their pitching and all of that. But I think the Phillies have a little bit of both. I think they have good bats and some unexpected good pitching. I think that people sleep on, for lack of a better word, sleep on the Phillies when it comes to exactly what they have on this team.
Now's not the time you have to do that.
No, it's not.
I don't know who their starting pitcher is tonight, Kale, but I promise you, if he makes it past the fourth inning for Philly, I will text you and say I was wrong. Because Philly's pitchers, their first pitcher was their best pitcher. And everybody else is okay. And what you just said, though, makes a lot of sense, because you said unexpectedly they're pitching good for some reason. You're 100% correct. You're 100% correct.
Yeah.
But we're in the playoffs.
I was just about to say that. In the playoffs, it's a completely different monster than the regular season.
Yes.
And these guys are pitching, hitting, playing defense, offense with zeal. You know?
You're right.
Like, as if they hindparts is on fire. Yeah, you know
on
I mean?
Fire,
so,
yeah.
You know, anything is most likely. But I'm with you guys as far as the Astros and their dominance. I'm with you guys on that. But I just want us to be careful and not count the Phillies completely out. You know, because that Philly team didn't show us anything this season during the regular season. It showed us that they can bring it out from anywhere at any time. So, you know, hey.
They fly under the radar.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And the best point of it all, as baseball fans, we're getting what we love. And you know what, 57, you know what I thought about? I thought about
what's
you
that?
This weekend when I said, you know what, that game was exciting. And I just sat down and watched it without my team being the team that lost or won. It wasn't, you know, a nail-biter situation for me. It was just sit back and enjoy the game, Kim, for a change.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. You know what I mean? Where
it was a good game.
When it was a national plan, I've been lost my mind. Wanting every victory at every appearance, every time, I need to see nothing but the best. I want perfection, as my man Morris Day used to say. You know what I mean? And
I want perfection. Show me some perfection.
Yeah.
To be able to sit down and then to be able to just sit down and watch it and as a pure baseball fan, that was a good thing. That was a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
That was a
I'm
good
gonna
thing
be in
to
heaven
that's
the next 3 days.
You know
I got a
saying?
Game
hey,
back
you know,
to back
hey,
to back.
So listen, yeah. let's you know, the game poster came on, so I'm up, I'm waiting. I got my popcorn, I got my drink. I'm, you know, waiting for the game to come on and they say rain delay. What the heck? So I'm looking at Tang, he looking at me, I'm like, he know I don't be wanting to watch no movies. I mean, like, I will watch a movie, but I'm just, like, all in
right.
on the sports, right? So then
yeah.
I said, well, babe, I'm going to turn. And he already know what I'm turning to. So I'm just flicking through the channel, like, faking. Like, I'm, you know, trying to look for something. And so the TV mysteriously lands on UFC. So I'm looking,
oh
at, we looking at UFC, right? So look,
mm-hmm.
the first match come out, they – great fight. The Bama kicked him. Boom. Fight over. He done broke all the bones in his leg. I said, good night, Tang. We're going to cut the TV off. That's just enough. I can't take it. We going to bed. That's it. We can't do it. I mean, he broke all one kick and it was over. And it sounded, the only reason why I'm bringing it up, because it sounded just like that baseball bat, like a baseball bat hitting.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but Monday just was not the day. Monday, for whatever reason, with sports, it was just, yeah. It didn't work for my Wizards. It didn't work for UFC, and it didn't work.
Okay.
Major League Baseball. So,
all right.
Yeah. I think
continue.
I turned on Alaskan Bush people. Go ahead, Fitzgerald.
I continue to watch. You know, since I've been on the podcast, I continue to watch cornhole, golf. I said, one would never know what day Kale gonna say. Did anybody see the cornhole tournament the other night? And I'm going to be up here going, yeah, I saw it.
I saw it.
You know?
Hey, let me tell you who won.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I have told you guys several times, if cockroaching becomes a sport in Washington,
I'm on it.
Cockroach with a W on his back, I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm a competition freak. I love it. I love every minute of it.
Yeah,
that's
but cornhole.
Hey, cornhole can be fun, man.
It ain't
no
game, but it is fun.
Yeah.
It's competition, bro.
Okay.
All right, brother Ted, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Ted?
Godspeed.
Welcome back, baby.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back, bro.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. I need all those things. Thank you.
We'll be here to give it to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was listening to you guys, you know. Well, I watched basketball yesterday, you know, and we ain't got to basketball because I watched, but I will get to that when you get to it. But as far as baseball, I listen to you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are right. I like Dusty to win one because he hasn't won one. Like you said, he made his mistake when he was with the Giants, you know.
Yeah.
He had the tendency of leaving players in there too long, and he did leave Verlander too long. But Verlander made, like you say, them two hits, like you said, like, to the two hits that he got off of them, it was like he was in the home run derby because he gave them perfect pitches to hit.
Yeah.
He threw it right down the plate. You know, I looked
right
at that,
down,
I'm
yeah.
like, man, what
right
is he doing? It's no drop, there's no curve, there's no whatever curveball, but he put it right over the plate, and they just slugged it out. You know, so
yes,
got good hits, you know. So
so
I'm like, okay, well, you know, you can blame that on tiredness. You can blame that on what, or did he have in his arm, but he didn't make the right pitches. So yeah, I'm going to give it on both of them, him and Dusty,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
Houston is stronger. Houston is mm-hmm. stronger. You know, I agree with that, Lou. You know, but Philly got that Philly grit, as you want to call it.
Yeah,
that, you know what I mean? You know, and they got some hitters, too. They got Bryce, and they got that other boy that hit before Bryce, you know what I mean? So, you know, but defense is going to be the key. And I don't know who was that who did the Bill Buckner thing on first base who let it go through his glove.
Oh, yeah.
You know. You know,
yeah.
so, but you got to play top-notch defense. You can't make no mistakes. You know, each team, you can't make no mistakes. You got to have
zero.
Almost perfect game. As you say, you want perfection, Kale. You know, you got to have a perfect game, man, to win this series, you know.
This
so
is
that's
true.
My take on that. You know?
I have to agree with you on that one, Ted.
I agree, too.
Yeah.
And I know when that ball rolls between the player leg, I mean, you talk about embarrassing and want to get away. You know, I've always thought that should have been in those line of commercials where they say, want to get away. When y'all remember, I dropped his change and the lady... The lady got behind him like a quarterback and started calling signals, and dude looked up like, no, she's not. You know what I mean? I've always thought to be one of those want-to-get-away moments when the mm-hmm. baseball rolls under the player's glove between his legs, and you see, you know, he tries his best to react and respond, but the ball is gone. You know what I'm saying? The ball has gone past you. The runners are advancing. It's like all hell has broken loose, and it's all because of you. So, yeah, that was a good point. I had forgot about that.
Well, you know,
let's go.
You want to be an ostrich?
I thought Philly had
the
second
stand,
game.
Hold on, 57.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I would just comment on Kelly. You want to, you know, be like an ostrich and just stick your head in the sand, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you want to get the heck up out of there. You want to get the heck up out of there. Come on, 57.
I thought Philly was getting ready to make a great comeback the other mm-hmm. night in the second game when they called it a home run. And homeboy got around the bases all the way to home plate, and they figure out it was a foul ball.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Philly getting ready to make that move. And he almost looked, and he came back to the bat and still almost knocked it out.
I thought they were going to cheat on him, though. I thought they were going to let it stand as the home, until they had a call from upstairs and was like, uh-uh. No,
the camera angles had them. They couldn't get away with that one this time. Yeah, the camera angles had them.
Mm-hmm.
No, they couldn't. Let's take another call. 007, where you at, bro?
007.
5 in the evening, come where I be. Outside on the phone. Hey, what's up, y'all?
I cannot wait now.
What's up, bro? What's happening?
Hey, ain't nothing but some
chicken wings and hot
sauce. I thought about that same flow with that. You know, 5 o'clock in the evening, where I'm gonna be. You know, with y'all on the corner. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Hey, look,
I hate to say
that. The bullpen of the Astros is telling you. It don't make no sense that you give up a 5-0 run and let the Phillies come back like that. So that's what to look out for is that bullpen of the Astros. Tonight they bat have to get hot. If they bat is not hot, if the Phillies is close in the game, the Phillies could very well take this game. Lead the series 2-1.
Mm. Right. Okay. All right. 007 coming up here with his bold predictions.
Okay.
So for real, I'm telling y'all, the way these teams are playing, it's hard for me to get a grasp on winners and losers. You know, it's really hard. I'm trying my best to see who I think is going to be victorious, and each time so far, I've been wrong. So, you know, hey, but it's a good wrong. If you ask a problem, it's a good wrong. So I ain't mad about that at all.
I just want to see seven games.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Seven good games.
I'm with you wholeheartedly. I'm with you wholeheartedly on that.
Yeah, I agree with that also.
Yeah. Give us all the baseball, man.
We did this World Series. Who gonna win? Who gonna lose? Who you got winning it all?
His call dropped, Trees. His call dropped.
Oh
no!
Nah.
I'll let you know when he comes back. And no doubt. Oh, here he go. Hold on, Robert Ted.
Yes, sir.
Ted.
Yes,
we did the World Series challenge. And we need your guess. Is it going to be Philly or is it going to be Houston? Who you say?
I want Houston. Like I said, I want Houston. Dusty need to win one because he's kind of old,
okay,
man. He's you know. Dusty needs to win one because he's Dusty.
I ain't mad at that.
Hey.
Okay.
Dang. On that note, we're going to let the old man get some rest. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. At this time, I want to welcome our online participants. How y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Sound good to me. Sound hard. Funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazing. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pain. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who's last the longest and who's the strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to this sound of breeze.
Hey, ain't no future in the front. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, this time we're going to bring in Brother Marcus with our Tuesday health tip. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
What's up, Mark?
Right.
Everything.
I got everything.
Hey, let me say this real quick. Marcus is no longer Marcus. Marcus' new name is Dennis the Menace. I'm telling y'all, Marcus is Dennis
the Menace.
Dennis the Menace. And Marcus knows exactly why he is Dennis the Menace. Come on, hold on.
Wait a minute. You can't leave with that, bro. It sounds like
I'm in the room and walk away.
That's the elephant in the room and kept on moving.
That's messed up. Hey, you know what? We'll deal with that later. We're going to deal with that later. I'm going to keep it professional. All right.
Time will save my life today, Marcus.
First of all, I want to thank y'all for the opportunity, man. I love the fact that Kel and Lady T give me this opportunity to speak on, you know, these health tips is very, very imperative because I love to help people and put the information and knowledge that I have out there. So, man, big kudos to y'all. So, look, today I want to talk about basically sleep patterns. All right, it's as far as health goes, it's one of the major issues that a lot of us have. We overstressed and we don't get good sleep. A lot of people, man, when they have bad sleep habits, you know, you go get sleep studies, you go see somebody that can help you out with it. But I got a couple little tips that will help that situation where you won't really have to even go see the doctor. So let's talk about, first of all, foods that actually disrupt your sleep at night, all right? One thing that we always do, we kind of crave at night, so we go get food that we ain't got no business eating. High fatty foods, all right? French fries, potatoes, mozzarella sticks, you know, stuff like that. Anything that got a lot of fat. What that does is it disrupts your actual sleep patterns, because fat, actually, when you consume fat, your body begins to burn off fat, which gives you energy. So you don't want to eat those kind of things at night, because it'll throw you off, mess up your sleep. Even if you're tired, you'll go to sleep and you'll be gassy, you know, it'll kind of bloat you. You don't want to really mess with those things at night. You don't want to mess with those at night. You want to eat that stuff during the day. Cured meats. Cured meats like bacon, pepperoni, sausage. What it does is it has high levels of tyramine. Tyramine is an amino acid that boosts, like, the secretions in your brain. It's like a stimulant that actually makes you kind of like makes your brain race, if I can explain it. Norepinephrine is actually what it produces in the brain. And you know how you can eat certain things, or you can eat late and they tell you, you know, it's going to give you nightmares? That's something that you kind of want to stay away from. You want to stop eating things that is going to give you that's going to keep you up at night. One thing that really, really keeps you up at night is dark chocolate. Like I said, a lot of people, they crave at night, so they go grab things that ain't had no business eating. Chocolate at night actually has more caffeine, dark chocolate. So let's be specific. Dark chocolate has more caffeine than a Red Bull. And Red Bulls have about 80 milligrams of caffeine.
Right? Man, I don't know what.
Yeah, man. Hey, Marcus. You're telling me I can't eat my Whoppers? I can't eat Whoppers at night, man.
Put them down, bro.
Man.
Put them down, sir.
We can get into the details of that after I finish, because I want to give y'all a little bit more information, just a little bit more.
Okay.
And I know I'm short on time. All right?
Go ahead. You're great.
So this is what I want to tell y'all. This is what y'all can eat to help your sleep patterns. And you got to stay away from these things during the day, because it's important that your body does not go into a sleep state during the day. It could throw your patterns off for the night if it kicks in a couple times during the day. So listen up. You should stay away from turkey. But at night, a turkey sandwich on whole wheat toast, or any kind of bread, the combination of the bread and turkey is very important, all right? The complex carbs combined with the tryptophan that's in turkey helps sterilize the serotonin in your body and makes you go to sleep, makes you drowsy, all right? So I know a lot of people have heard about turkey making you sleepy. That chemical tryptophan that's inside of it actually makes you sleepy, so you should really stay away from it. While we're on the topic of tryptophan, I want to talk about bananas. A lot of times people eat bananas for breakfast. You should not eat bananas for breakfast. Bananas also have tryptophan in it. Tryptophan, it wakes you, it puts you to sleep, all right? It is a good thing. Listen, you can just listen. You can eat bananas at night. It's really good to have at night. That's the thing. You want to eat these.
Okay.
You should know what to eat during the day and what to eat in the evening, because it'll help you go into that melatonin state. It produces tryptophan. It has magnesium, and it has potassium, which puts you to sleep. And it keeps you from getting Charlie horses in the middle of the night. You know how when you halfway sleep and you make a move and then you grab that Charlie horse? Bananas are good to eat at night. One other thing that you can eat at night is trail mix, but it's a particular combination. Walnuts, almonds, and dried cherries together create a perfect mix to help put you to sleep. That's my health tip.
What about raisins? What about raisins in the Marcus?
So I don't think it will bother it, you know. I don't think it's going to hurt it or help it. You know, I'll give you case in point. So raisins kind of mess my – I love raisins, right? Oatmeal cookies, that's my weakness, right? So raisins – but raisins mess my stomach up. But I can eat grapes, though, but raisins mess my stomach up. So, you know, you want to kind of stay away from things that's going to, like, bloat you or make you gassy. Like I said, it'll disrupt your sleep pattern.
Okay.
Wow. Good job. That was great.
Thank you, Marcus.
Lord,
you know what?
Seriously.
Every morning, I eat two bananas in the morning. And I'm like, I had a good night's sleep. I went to bed early, woke up at perfect time. Why am I drowsy? And I thought that it's just the work that's boring me. So cut the bananas out in the morning is what they're saying.
Roger that. Wow. Always eat them in the evening because they're really good for you. It's just an evening meal. It's not a morning meal.
Yeah, they have a lot of potassium in them.
Yeah. It's really good for you, but that tryptophan is what actually makes you go to sleep. It's perfect for, like, putting your kids to sleep. Make your kids drink some warm milk. Make your kids drink some warm milk and eat a banana. Oh, yeah. They go right to sleep.
Warm milk.
And a banana.
Yeah, I know.
That's
almost like
boils,
giving
drugging.
Somebody
some
full milk. No, sir.
Y'all drugging the babies. Y'all trying to drug the babies. Y'all damn.
No, sir.
Yeah, you know why I say warm milk? I don't have no problem with my sleep. Tree, you know why I say warm milk? Because, see, when you were a baby, you would drink warm milk, and it automatically kicks your brain in. Your brain remembers that.
You know what I mean, Kale?
I don't know. But I get the logic. I definitely get the logic.
Yeah. For sure.
Think of it as hot chocolate, but without the chocolate.
Think of it as what?
Yeah. Hot chocolate without the chocolate. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, if I drink warm milk at night, look here, Reese divorced me.
I'll be in the bathroom all night. I would
tell y'all. I'm going to blow my mouth out the bed, man.
That's amazing. I can drink hot milk at night. Hot chocolate, I can do that at night. Doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, it's not for lactose intolerant people.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, a glass of milk before I go to bed. I love that. Whole milk.
Let me tell you, that health tip right there is going to help a lot. It's going to help a lot because I know a lot of people that eat bananas that need to stop eating the bananas in the morning and just eat them in the afternoon. Like, that's good. That's good to know. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
For sure. And you know, I don't know why people eat
bananas anyway.
You should.
It's good. Like
bananas
say,
are nasty, man.
For the cramps, you got the potassium. But I thank you for that tip, Marcus, because I'm like, Kev, I put it in my steaks when I make my steaks, you know?
Yeah.
And so thank you, though, brother.
I know people that eat bananas and drink coffee every morning. And basically, you basically balancing it out. You're not getting the benefit of the coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that do that. They have their little coffee and crumpets, and then they have a banana. They do that.
All complex carbs makes you sleepy.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's what's up.
Hold on, while we have Marcus here, I need his World Series prediction.
Man, you gonna do this to me?
I mean, I did it to everybody.
Hey, I could go any, many, miny, mo. I'm sorry.
Give me one.
I catch a
Yankees, Marcus.
So, I do like Dusty. I'm mad that we got rid of Dusty. So I want him to have it.
All right, I got Houston for you.
Brother Tang, welcome to the corner, bro. Sorry it took so long to get you in, but you got any questions for Marcus?
Yeah.
Kale's Corner family, much love, respect.
Hey,
how y'all doing?
What's going on,
bro? Hey, 00757. Hey, Ted, good hearing from you, big brother. All praises to the Most High, my man.
Same here, family. Same here.
Amen.
And you too,
yes,
Marcus.
Sir. Yes, sir. Always. And Marcus, I love all
what's
them
up,
tips
sir?
Because it's a lot of things on there that I was doing wrong. I'm going to switch it up and see what's going on with it. And I definitely
for
love
sure.
that tip for them kids at night. And them grandbabies.
Oh, yeah. It works, bro.
Hey, look, Miss T was writing it down. I had put it in the memory bank already. I don't even need to write it down. Hot milk, warm milk, and a banana.
Uh-huh. And dark chocolate is breakfast. Dark chocolate.
And my special tea.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the reason why I say that, because I eat the bananas in the morning sometimes. I put Will, and, you know, she put them in the smoothies for us sometimes. And then that dark chocolate, you have a problem with that. I burn chocolate up at night. But for some reason, I go back.
Like a little mouse.
As long as I got that glass of water right there, I go right back to sleep like a newborn baby, though.
Yeah, but you got to know. You got to know. You don't know the quality of sleep. There's levels of sleep that you can go into. I didn't really go into the depths and the details of it. Because I wanted you to know what to eat and what not to eat is important. But
nah, but I'm going to do
it.
Do the level of the snore make a difference? Because when I tell you, baby,
he be calling them hoes.
The sleep begins.
He be calling them hoes. He really a Redskin fan. He be calling them hoes.
Look. I got one over here.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't messing with y'all, man.
Y'all petty.
My
y'all
wife,
petty.
I have to go into the next
don't
room.
You do that. Don't you do that?
Well, she has to go to the next room.
Hey,
snoring, she's so hell.
Hey,
hell.
She don't do that to my sister.
So just so y'all know,
you know
just
your sister and your brother.
I'm going to tell y'all like this. The two people that y'all just named work a 48-hour shift in 24 hours. So they can snore. They work a 48-hour shift.
Yeah, they can snore, man.
24 hours.
So listen, when I was working 40 to 50 hours, sir, I never snored like that.
Well,
you
listen,
don't know.
Y'all got to know that. Listen, snoring is a condition. It has to do with your actual breathing, your breathing while you sleep. It has nothing to do with the quality of sleep.
Okay.
I stand corrected there.
Okay.
All right. That's what's up. So let that baby snow. Going on in the other room.
You ain't lying.
Yeah.
Because I used to nudge her, I felt bad with that because I used to nudge her and wake up. I'm like, man, because it keeps me up, right? I'm like, nudge her and stuff, and then, oh, this and that. But then I thought, man, let her go on and go to sleep. Like I said, she's tired, so I'll move her to another room and stuff. Put my earbuds in and stuff. So, but man, boy.
No, Ted. Let me tell you what Ted. I got one better than
yes,
that
ma'am.
I'm retired now. He's not. So when he starts snoring, I just turn the TV just a little bit, and then I just wake up and I just get on up. Cause ain't no going back to sleep after that. You just get up.
Mm-hmm. You don't stand over and cuss
him
out and tell him to wake up.
I used to do that. I used to, but being as though he's the only one working, I just don't want to let him sleep.
Wow, 57. That was some good information. I seen that. I seen that. 57. You. That was some good ass information. Oh, excuse me. That was weird.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, hey, look here.
Marcus, that's a joke between she and I. She know what I'm talking about.
That Bama can
sue it. You stand up over top of me. You stand up over top of me and wake me up because I'm snoring. Ain't nobody in the house having a good moment after that. You understand me? Because if I'm snoring, I am deep in mine. Hey, 57. That's why we just put you on mute, man. When you nobody scream or yell, we just all put you on mute, bro. Let you enjoy
Hey,
that
bro,
night,
that's what
man.
I say. Y'all know I ain't having no problem with my sleep.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right, thank you, Marcus.
Yeah.
Yep, Marcus.
Thank you.
Thank you for the tip, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
You have Marcus's information available handy right now. You have it handy, his number and stuff that you can give out.
We want me to do it like right at this moment.
We'll do. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put it up on the Kale's Corner page, Marcus. Is that cool with you?
Definitely.
All right. Bet.
Hey,
Kale,
can I ask Marcus a question real quick?
Go ahead.
And Marcus, could you I got heart problems. Could you next time or whatever on some foods that will help the heart and stuff and what have you? And what not to do,
I could talk about that, man, but it'll be more beneficial to you, man, if you just hit me up, bro, and we can talk more about
it. I'll do that. I'll get the number from Kel.
The reason why I say that is because, and this is what you got to know, with all of this information, it's different for different people. And it's better when I have a one-on-one with you and I can actually get your information and you can tell me certain things and then I can actually grab facts that can actually help you specifically as opposed to the next person.
Sounds great. Thank you.
I'll be sure to pass that number on to you, brother T. Because we love talking to you, not about you, bro. Brother Marcus, man, you've outdone yourself once again. We appreciate that. And don't be standing up over top of nobody, y'all. Let them pass the sleep and snore if they want to. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Wake up fighting.
You'll be my power winner.
Hey. NBA talk, y'all. Vanyanovich agrees to a 2-year, $39.1 million deal with the Pistons. Vanyanovich was averaging a team-high 23 points per game. He's made 24 three-pointers in his first six games as a team record of former player, Detroit Pistons player, Joe Dumars, by making 21 shots for his first six games in 1996-97 season. Bogdanovich has played for Miami, Brooklyn, Washington, Indiana, and now he's with Detroit. Now he's with the Detroit Pistons. And Bogdanovich is one of those players I've always liked. I've always admired his game. He's not going to give you a whole lot of defense. That's not what he does. But you can count on him with scoring. You can count on him with being there in the clutch, making that shot in the clutch to help you get over as a teammate. So kudos to him, and great job for that. Let's bring in Darius, junior basketball analysis here on the corner. What's up, Darius?
There he is.
What's going on, D?
Unmute your phone.
D, no bull.
Okay. Well, we'll bring them on.
Is it me?
Darius. There you go.
Yeah. How y'all doing?
You know, D? On the phone,
come on in,
right where it say, mute. Will you hear your name?
Unmute.
You want to hit that?
Nah, I be playing the game. I be having my headset on also, waiting to hear. So I ain't hit a mute when y'all called me in.
Okay. Well, we just tipped the iceberg talking about Bogdanovich and his new contract with Detroit. Yeah. I think that's a good move. What do you think?
Nah, that's definitely a good move. I mean, he's been balling. I mean, he getting up in age, but
yeah,
he ain't looking like it though. He ain't looking like it. And then you ain't asking much of him. You just telling him to shoot the ball. So
yeah,
guys like that can play a little bit longer because they ain't asked to do too much. So I think he's going to be able to play out that contract. It's another contract that nobody – I ain't heard nobody talk about. Who was it? It was Kevin Porter Jr. I don't know if y'all heard about his contract when he got his extension for like $84 million and bought his contract up to around like $116 million total. But they could let him go at any period. Like, none of that is guaranteed. Like, they could let him go at any period and won't lose any of that money. They'd be able to keep all of that money. I think they'd lose like around like $18 million. Yeah, they'd lose around like $18 million.
I don't like that contract.
Yeah, that's a crazy contract.
Okay.
I'm not letting my son sign that kind of contract. No, sir. We're gonna have to find enough contract for my son.
You're not letting your son sign a contract in which the team will lose $18 million?
No, he will lose. I thought he said he will lose.
No. So his contract total is $116 million. But if they decide to let him go today, if they decide to let him go today, he will only make $18 million. That's it.
They would have to pay him.
But the rest of that money, not guaranteed for him.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that a year to year thing, or is that like if he plays for 3 years,
contract.
Does that go away? Does that go away if he plays for 3 years with the team?
They go away at all.
Wow. So what is his yearly annual salary?
I will have to look that up. I don't know that by heart.
Okay.
You said if they get rid of him this year, he only gets $18 million or something, right?
Yeah,
that's all he'll get throughout that. Yeah, that's all they'll pay out is $18 million.
Yeah, it got to be some type of 3 year, 4 year deal. It just ain't none of it guaranteed.
It was a 4 year extension, I believe.
Yeah, ain't none of it guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, he can get rid of him this year. They just got to pay him what they're supposed to pay him for this 1 year. That's it.
Yep, that $18 million. Yep. That's
right,
crazy.
Let's take another call. Let's take another call.
I don't know if I'm left. Yeah, go ahead.
8225, welcome to the call. Who's calling? What's your name? Where you calling from? 8225. Okay, bro.
How are you? How are you?
Oh, man. What's up, Kirby? You know what?
Hey.
I'm just getting
ready for Halloween. I'm gonna go trick or treating, you know.
Kirby, that was last night.
Last night? Oh man, I had the perfect costume too. I was gonna run a 2x4 up my butt and go with a white chocolate fudgesicle.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Well, I went as Dan Snyder on Halloween.
I've been learning something. But listening to you, I found out that there's a good wrong, not just a plain old wrong, but you come up with a good wrong.
There's a good wrong. There is a good wrong.
How you have a good wrong? Explain that to me. Lord have and 007 made some chicken etouffee, and he didn't bring us none.
That's your good wrong.
Fraud over there.
That's your good wrong right there. That, Turkey, that is your good wrong. Because I'm pretty sure it was good to him and it was wrong to us. So that is your good wrong. All right. Kirby, let us get back into some basketball, Kirby. I'm going to bring you back on once we go NFL
football.
Because I know you got something to say about this watching the football team this weekend. But back into basketball, guys. Next, Coach Steve Nash addresses Kyrie Irving's controversial post, which he took down Sunday. Irving posted a link for the film Hebrews to Negroes. Wow. Wake up, Black America. On Twitter on Thursday, Irving has been criticized for sharing the link by the NBA's anti-Semitic. Yeah. League. Next on the show, Tessie, defamation. Exactly. There we go. Next on the Joe Tessie, among others. Well, that ain't the only Nets news. It seems Steve Nash is out, y'all. It seems as though Steve Nash is out as the Nets head coach. Is anybody
going to
find
him? But guess who's coming in, Kale? Guess who's coming in?
Who? Udoka.
Udoka.
The Boston Celtics coach.
Udoka.
For real.
Yeah, I'm Udoka.
Are
he will be
serious?
The next head coach in the next 48 hours. In the next 48 hours, he will be the next head coach. They said in the next 24 to 48 hours, I mean Udoka will be the next Brooklyn Nets head coach.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is the truth.
Wow.
And the only reason why they were saying he was suspended for that 1 year as the Boston's head coach because they didn't want him to coach for that 1 year. Like, he's really not really suspended for the year. He just suspended from them for a year. That's how they're trying to say it, name, like, quote, unquote. He's not suspended, like, from the league. He was suspended. Somebody turn it, put the, mute their phone for me. Now they're trying to say he was just suspended from Boston and not the league. So, I mean, you know,
he was never suspended from the league.
Never stop nobody bad. So get do what you do.
He was never suspended from the league.
One at a time, y'all.
I say all this does, Ted, yes, I do remember we talked about this, and all this does is make that Boston and Nets in the Eastern Conference
that much better.
Yep. It's a whole new storyline now. It's a whole new storyline. And the Celtics are going to kick themselves. And guess what? We're going to find out exactly who that female was because the Celtics going to get rid of her and her husband. Oh,
they
did?
So
it's going to backfire. It's going to backfire on them.
Yeah.
They say it was. Y'all keep on talking. I'm going to let y'all know who it was in a couple of seconds.
It's definitely going to backfire on them because, seriously, we all saw the insufficient manner to be nice that Steve Nash coached that Nets team with. You know, at times he looked a little bewildered or out of place when it came to certain situations. Udoka is not going to be that way. He's ready for whatever, whenever, and however it comes. He's ready for it. And the Celtics, boy, this was, I can understand if you suspend the dude through the preseason and bring him back to coach, you know, but y'all made a mistake. That's all I'm going to say. Celtics made a nasty mistake, and they will reap the fruit of their mistake come playoff time. Because I know, I can speak on Udoka.
Your phone's breaking up, Kid. We can't hear you.
I can speak on Udoka's behalf and say that he's going to do everything in his power to get this Nets team in a position to win the East.
Yeah. So let me tell y'all who the lady was. It's a the Boston Celtics employee who had an affair with Coach Ime Udoka, 45 years old. It's team service manager Kathleen Nemo Lynch. She's 34. And she is former chief of Danny Ainge. So her and Danny Ainge is, I think, some kin to each other or some kind of way through friendship. Yeah, with Danny Ainge. So she's like on the Danny Ainge side. Like, I don't know what type of relationship they had, but that's how she got into everything from Danny Ainge. Got into all of
So Danny Ainge was pissed off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Listen, Ted, that you said that, Ted. It said Ainge was deeply disappointed by the affair, especially given the fact they each have families. Because the lady, she's married with three children.
Mm-hmm. Ainge might have been hitting it, too.
You know what? The Celtics, if you ask me, the Celtics completely dropped the ball, mishandled, and whatever you want to use, this situation. They truly did. They truly did because now you guys are going to hurt your team. You guys are going to seriously hurt your team. There's a chemistry between coach and players, anyone in the organization. I don't care. Mark Cuban, all the times we've seen him down on the sideline, those players go for that coach. They don't go for Cuban. They go for that coach. So, yeah, the Celtics have made a big mistake in my book. And the Nets, hey, you guys.
Somebody else's diamond is always somebody else's treasure.
You know.
Well, you know he was assistant coach before he went over to Boston.
And he knows a lot of those people. He knows Simmons from being at the 76ers. He was assistant coach for the 76ers.
Exactly.
So he knows. I'm with Ted. He knows these players because of the relationship that he had with them at other places of a team.
And also,
he knows most of these players.
And he had a relationship with Marks when it was at San Antonio.
He's familiar with the
leadership and with the players, So and all that. So, and I think he'd be a totally better coach. But I tell you guys, I watched the game yesterday, of the Nets, and I seen at a point, right, where they had John Vaughn and Steve Nash right there right at each other, So I said, Steve finna be gone, and they finna get that to Jock Vaughn, right? And I said that, but they went a step further. They said, man, we finna get a Duke. Y'all let him go, we finna get him back.
Okay.
We made the mistake to let him go because he wanted to be a head coach, and so for some reason we holding on to Steve Nash because he's a good guy, We don't want to just let him go and all that, But like you say, it's going to be Boston's mistake because the Duke will finna get them boys right, like he got them boys, like he got Boston right.
That Nana, you had brought that up. If this would have happened and Udoka's situation would have never happened and he was still in the Celtics organization, do you think they would have gave it to Vaughn? Do you think that?
I think interim coach. I think interim. Not just as far as signing him. I think they still would have kept him as that, just as an interim, because I don't know if they really. Because if they really want him, they wouldn't have, went out and got a Duco. So I think he still would have stayed in his place as interim until they figured out that. But they was, like you say, always scheming. Oh, Duco, y'all let him go. Maybe it's a chance.
Right.
Boom, boom, boom. So they kept that in their back pocket. If I can, I like to address that Kyrie situation. Whenever you let me.
Go ahead.
So.
Go ahead.
Well, I think one thing about the Jewish, they rise up about anything situation you say something about them, but yet, we have the same dilemma. We've been through slavery, but they don't say nothing about us. They don't say nothing about any films that come on about us that might be this. Not keeping all the facts and what have you. It's okay to put slave films on there. Yeah.
But Ted, let me say this to you. The Jews mad because their identity is really being opened up. Like a book has been opened, and see they know they're not the real Jews. They know that. They know black people are the real Jews. They know that. So anytime you say something,
this is a sports talk show. We're going keep it sports talk. No, please. Excuse me, y'all. But we're not going to go there at all. At all. Whatever that argument
is. But that's why they're doing it.
They're having
that. That's why they're doing it, though. Yeah, but that's why they're doing it. Anytime you do that, that's why they do that. I know we're not talking about it, but that's why what it was.
In other NBA news, Josh Primo has gone unclaimed on waivers and will become a free agent. Listen to this. The San Antonio Spurs waived Primo after a former employee of the team alleged he indecently exposed himself to her. The Spurs recently picked up their 23-24 option on Primo, and he is owed $8.4 million over this season and next season. Joe, where was he where he indecently exposed himself to this lady? I mean, what, for real, man? I can't get into the mentality of some of these young players. It beyond boggles me that do something as simple as that and listen, I'm not saying anything about the young lady. If she felt like she was done wrong, then it's her right to come out and say what happened to her. That is her right. But I don't understand what these dudes are thinking about with these situations. You know, and Marcus says he was in the locker room. Okay, understandable. That goes to what I'd say about certain people should and should not be allowed in the locker room at certain times. They just shouldn't. They just shouldn't. I mean, I see post game interviews with basketball and football and baseball, and these people are all in the locker room with these guys walking around with towels wrapped around them and nothing but underwear on, and it's got to be an uncomfortable situation. It really does, you know, and they're saying that this young boy exposed himself. I mean, did he open his towel and do the Morris Day joke, you know, you know, or was it a situation where the towel fell off? Because I've been getting out of the shower and wrapped myself with a towel and walked from my shower to my bedroom and my towel falls off. And I'm like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if the NBA uses a different towel than we use, but I've been at the gym, and that has happened in the locker room. I've been in gym at school, and that has happened in the locker room. So I don't know. I think we need to hear more on details about this, but I really feel for this young man if he wasn't doing anything wrong, if he wasn't actually exposing himself. You know, I really think that situation should be looked into. But, hey, they're waiving him, but he get $8.4 million until someone else signs him. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. The 76ers forfeit 2 second-round picks due to tampering. The NBA announced that Philly violated league rules governing the timing of this season's free agency discussions over two players, y'all, P.J. Tucker and Daniel House Jr., prior to the date when such discussions were permitted. Philly fully cooperated with the investigation, and they're going along with the fine. Now, they didn't say any money. They didn't say any money was taken from them, but they took 2 second-round picks. That's crazy. That's crazy. What are y'all doing?
PJ Tucker used to play with Charlotte, right?
We talking about the journeyman PJ Tucker, who was just with Miami, right, y'all? Who was with Milwaukee when they won their championship, and then he went to Miami, and now he's in now he's with the 76ers.
Okay.
So we talking about the traveling man now, you know. I don't know. I 76ers cool with giving up their draft picks, you know. Then hey, I'm cool with it as well. I just can't believe that they have allowed themselves to get caught up in a situation like this. I really don't, you know. We've also seen more worse situations than, you know, than that, as far as people just doing the wrong thing, getting caught up in the wrong situations, you know, and This is one where the 76ers were caught wrong. They're in. They're to right. So, you know, it is what it is. And I applaud them for admitting they're wrong and giving up those picks and just moving right along, business as usual. You know, business as usual, okay? We don't have draft picks, but we can always pick up free agents or look for some other way to build their roster up. So, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. Trees, you got anything you want to say?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Anybody? Going once? Going twice? Three times? Gone. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know the music.
Yay!
All right, here you go.
All right, you guys, let's get ready to reveal the hit. That's my only singing. I can't hold no tunes or nothing. I can't sing. But that was just my version. All right, guys, I'm about to let it rip. I'm just going to let it rip. All right. So, 8 picks, guys. We're going to start on Danny. Listen, let me just say this. Week eight, y'all. Week eight, we was rocking and rolling, people. I'm talking about we was up there. We ain't had nobody doing 2, 3, 4, 5. We ain't had none of that. We was.
Word up.
You know, hey, Outkast Corner crew is picking it up. You hear me? Everybody should get their hands, themselves a hand of applause for this week eight, for real. No bull. But somebody got to win, and a whole lot of people got to lose. So, with that being said, we're going to start with 8 picks, guys. 8 picks. And we got 2 of my favorite people, 007 and Kale. 2 of my favorite people. They got 8 picks. But that's okay. It's all right. Got some more weeks. 9 picks. We got 2 more of my favorite people. All y'all my favorite people. I just want y'all to know that. Reese and Seven. Ow, got 9 picks. So listen, if y'all ain't heard that name yet, y'all may be the winner. Okay. 10 picks, guys. 10 picks. We got Betty, Mom Betty. We got Najee. He played. He didn't play for the money, though. He wouldn't have won. Darius and Lou bringing up the rear. Ow! If y'all ain't heard y'all name yet, y'all know what it is. So, because I've been practicing, because I'm tired of getting 5-4. 11 picks, guys. 11 picks. We got Cat, Tang, and myself. This girl is killing it. But out of all 3 of us, listen, Cat, you would have won, but I didn't get your $5 donation. So you got the bragging rights for winning, but you didn't really win. So we're going to have to trickle it on down. Boom, 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 boom. Chang is the winner. And guess back, how many points? Two. He went about 2 points. He beat me by 2 points. I'm mad about
your pack
that.
Of nine liters.
I need them. I'll take them. He make sure they sour grape. I mean sour apple. Sour apple. That's what I like. Sour apple. Thank you, sir. Tang is the new winner of week 8. He had 11 picks. He had the Ravens, the Falcons, the Vikings, the Cowboys, the Saints, the Eagles, Titans, Hawks, Washington, 49ers, and the Bills. So those were his picks. But, hey, Cap, you were so – I mean, Cap, the score was 47. You got 45, and you did not send in nothing. I'm mad at Cap for that. I'm mad at Cap. Cap, I'm mad at you wherever you were, I'm mad. Hey, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. Tang, congratulations. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
All right. Let's discuss that week that week 8 was. Congratulations, Tank. Let's discuss that week that week 8 was. I'm going to just start out on my team because I want to. What did I tell y'all about Taylor Heineke and what he brings to this Washington football offense and the defense? Because we saw both of them step their game up and play better as a result of Taylor Heineke being there. And let me ask a question. Am I the only one that looks at Ron Rivera and wonder why he looks confused and befuddled? It's like every week he's caught up in something else. I don't know what it is. Marcus always tell me the man of crack.
Can I answer that? The reason why he looks like that on the sideline, and I saw the commander center, and he explained that he don't want to get out of, character, when the plays go bad. That's why, he trying, hold his composure, because if he get out of control, he says that if he get out of control, then the team going to get out of control. So that's why when you see him with his arm folded, or he be one to bust off at the referees, when they do the bad calls and everything. But as you can see, they hanging in the games. Your cornerback, your safety getting beat, and, you at the, 20-yard line, you stop your opponent, that's good stuff. Patience, listening to him, but he wasn't happy about the victory, though, and it's some things they need to clean up. But they have potential to blow teams out because of Heineke moving the ball and his mobility.
Blow teams out? What?
He does. I mean, Because the defense, what they say, defense win games. But if you don't have a, you know, like if the running game don't open like it's supposed to, you know, saying they put points on the board. But how we do ball control because we're a run first team. So why is being a run first team, you know, that's what we do. We control the clock. Our main objective, you know, go forward. And we got good special, good too. Trust Wade, you know, putting the ball inside the 20, that's magnificent. I remember 5 years ago, I was kind of upset because I feel as though he's supposed to got a special team award, you know, because he was the only punter to punt inside the 20-yard line, you know, without going to end zone.
Hey, bro.
Never been
hey,
done.
I think special teams changes possession. Let him answer you, Ron. Let him ask you, 007. Let him ask you.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Tang.
I was going to tell you why his face was looking like that. Because every time he tried to throw in a play that he think going to sabotage that young dude shine, and them boys out there playing for him. They like the hell with him. We're going to get this player. We're going to get the job. And he can't believe what happened. That's what his face looked like. You didn't put out a whole violin or nothing, 007. That's why his face looked like that. He can't believe that boy Heineke doing what he's doing out there, and them boys out there balling. He like, God damn it. They don't want Heineke to get that money, man. That man out there shining every year since that man been there. That man been out there shining. For some reason, they do not want to give him the money. If they don't give it to him, somebody else gonna give it to him. I guarantee.
Yeah. Can I?
You know what?
I'm gonna say this.
They didn't let everybody else rob him.
Out of the two between 007 and Tang, I have to lean on Tang's side more with that because it's beyond a look of disgust. It's beyond a look of disbelief. This is more a look of damn, I don't want this family to do good. Damn, every time he wins a game, throws a good pass, a touchdown, it makes me bringing Carson Wentz here more and more inept. It makes me look like I don't know what a true quarterback is. That's just my opinion. And Tang hit it on the nose. Tang hit it on the nose because that's what it appears to be. You know, I can understand you don't want to get too excited and you'll lose your team, you know, the moment that things go awry. But you can high five and congratulate your quarterback for a good pass. You can high five and congratulate your running back for a good, strong run. I see you clapping your hands and patting Wentz on the rump when he comes to the sideline when he did something good, but you do nothing when Taylor Heineke comes to the sideline. And
yeah,
I know I'm
not
going to have seen this. I know I'm
yeah,
not
you know how that game go, but you know how that game go when it's not they man and they man come in and don't get the he went out and got his man, who he wanted. He didn't do the job. And then he had to revert to somebody that he didn't want, that they could have saved that money. So that's why he really – he upset. Everything you're saying is true. I'm telling you, man.
I just think that they didn't want to play for Wentz. Because it's the same people out there, doing the same thing. They don't want – they didn't like Wentz. So they didn't play for Wentz. But when you put Heineke back out there, they play for Heineke. You know, they play for him. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think he's over there on that sidelines with that stupid look on his face because he's confused as to why they don't nobody like Wentz like he like Wentz.
Like, we not, we, so, that's, so, he old news, dog. Y'all should have never would have got him. That was wasted money.
So we,
but then y'all don't want to pay Heineken
really,
some money, but you get this man $23 million to mess the whole daggone team up.
Right. Right. So we really sitting here judging a person face you react like his face?
No.
We're really judging his face.
But your facial expression shows everything.
It's not just your facial expression. When we play poker, I don't show nothing on my face, and I win everything.
How?
It don't. You learn to do that in poker. I respect that game. But in football, your facial expression shows everything.
Basketball, your facial expression shows everything.
Poker, that's the game. I got you right now. I got you. Some players can have it. Some people can't. That game, your facial expression shows when you mad, when you pissed, when you happy, everything. In poker, you're supposed to have that face.
And the same man that you're talking about showed approval and attaboy to the guy that he chose, who's done way less that Heineke has done in these two games that he's taken over.
So we are judging the man's face right now, right, though?
No, we're not judging his face. We're judging his actions. We're judging for the lack of actions.
I'm just confused on the whole conversation, then I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, I mean, it's not surprising to me. It's not surprising to me because you're taking one topic and making that your issue. That's not the case.
No, I'm not taking one topic. I'm not. I heard everything everybody was saying. Everybody was judging a man's face about why he's not doing something because of his face reacting.
But we also said he's sitting there with his arms folded. We're not just saying his facial expression. Did he not have his arms folded in Carolina?
But this is what I thought we was doing. I thought we was like guessing what he was thinking, like by his facial expressions, him standing over on the sideline when the different quarterbacks come in. Like his facial expressions tell a lot. Your body language shows a lot. Hold on, wait a minute, let me finish. He's running up. Go ahead, Dave.
No, okay, so we're going to judge people. I'm just going off what he said.
It wasn't a judgment. Stop saying judgment.
He just said we're judging him off his actions and his facial reaction. I thought it was an opinion.
It was my opinion how he was thinking in his head. That's why he was looking like that. That's what I thought was going on. I didn't know we was judging a man.
No, we're not, but go ahead.
I like that with Jack Daniels.
And somebody is breathing like the predator. Who is that breathing like that?
That's Kirby. Okay.
That's my oxygen tank.
That's my oxygen tank. That's it. But I like bananas with Jack Daniels or in a banana pudding or a banana split, stuff like that. But as far as Heineke, for some reason people don't understand that it's very possible Heine can get better the more he plays because he has another year experience. He's seen more defenses. He's watched more films. He learned from Wentz. He learned from Scott Turner. He only made one bad throw, and that was a pick six. But it is what it is. We are what our record is. We are a 500 team. That does not mean the second half of the season that we can't get better and become a playoff team. And the only way we're going to do that is stop stupid-ass things like wasting time at the end of the first half, precious seconds just running off the clock, wasting time, stupid penalties, shooting ourselves in the foot, not running the ball when we can run the ball, and getting down on the one-yard line and not running the ball. Want to sit there and pass in a limited zone area in the red zone. There's not a lot of room back there. You got 1 yard to go. You got Robinson that can run through a brick wall, and you can sneak it, you know. But, you know, there's just some things that if we clean those things up and stop these pass interference calls and stuff like that, we can go from a 500 team to a playoff possible team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Hey, Curb. I hear you, Curb. But look, man, you gotta let me be Dennis the Menace for a second. Now this is why. Let me be Dennis the Menace. Let me tell y'all why Matt called me Dennis the Menace. Because okay. I love this team. But I'm gonna keep it real with you. Y'all right about the coach. Y'all right about his body language. But it's more to it. He seems really, really to me uninterested. That's what it looks like to me with his body language. I don't care how much you try to keep your composure. When you're in the game and you're a part of it and you put all your work into it, you're going to have a reaction at some point. At some point, you're going to show it. At some point. That's number one. And Curb, you mentioned Robinson running through a brick wall. He can't run through a brick wall right now. They need to stop playing that boy. They need to let him sit down and heal some more, or heal in his head, whatever got him, and let him get better. And let Gibby play. That's number one. We cannot play better in the end of the game with the pass interferences because we got somebody like Kendall Fuller who keep getting burnt. They pick on Kendall Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
And he poses the mm-hmm. top yeah. corner.
Yep.
You see
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I like Forrest, man. Forrest can knock your wee-wee string loose.
To be honest with you guys, we need to cut Kendall Fuller. We need to cut
yes,
him.
We do.
Cut bait.
I agree with that.
Hey, Johnson
you know
gone.
Saying? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They cut the wrong man.
Yeah. Ooh, Johnson?
They should have cut Kendall
why.
Fuller.
I'm going to
I
want to
know
you.
Why we brought Bostic back. That was stupid.
As far as Jackson goes, I've been one who's been looking. Maybe it's in practice or some other facet of preparation that they didn't see what they wanted to see out of him. Because during the game, he was doing the same thing that Kendall Fuller and the rest of our secondary was doing, getting burnt, you know. So to point the finger only at him, it goes to that I picked him, I liked him thing, and I don't think that as a coach, as a head coach, that's not a good way to build your team. It's not. That's just my point.
Hey, but you know, my issue with Heineke, though, Kel, he got a ceiling. You know what I'm saying? When he had the whole team, he has a ceiling. You know what I'm saying? He does well. He could do well, and he could come back with that lucky rabbit's foot. You know what I'm saying? But in the middle of the game, you know, it take him a while to get going. Now, mind, I do recognize that he hasn't really been getting the snaps like that. He's just getting acclimated with this group. You know what I'm saying? And with this O-line, this mucked up O-line. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we got to see better play with him. And if you notice, there's something that he does all the time. He stares down the defender, the receiver, all the time. He stares him down.
What if Heineke is exactly like the player he admires most? For years in Green Bay, they talked about Brett Favre, and then they turned around and worshipped him. Sometimes, as an organization, you got to take the good with the bad, man. And if you think about it, Heineke has given more good than bad. He has.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
You say no?
I don't agree with that.
He just gave us two game-winning drive touchdowns, brother.
Yeah, you're not.
Carson Wentz disappointed me. Carson Wentz disappointed me at the 2-yard line. Heineken didn't. He was at the goal. He got in.
I know you're a fan, bro. But how many games we got in the season? How many games is it in the season? How many games?
I understand all that. But I know this Sunday.
Hey, bro. If you win 7 games out of the 16, right? Or you win 6 games out of the 16, or you win straight down the middle, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means a pile of boo-boo. It means nothing. It means you even out.
In the bye week ain't even here yet. And the teams could slip.
I hear you say.
They could very slip, you know.
I think they went with Heineke from the beginning. And still let him be acclimated from the beginning because he ended good with them. He ended good with them. So, you know, he had chemistry.
The only point I'm making, Marcus, is you're viewing it from the negative things that can go on. Positive goes on. It's a possibility.
Oh, my God, man.
There is a possibility. Hey, Kel, and we can say that. We can say that because we see the quarterback position being played way better than it has. That's what I'm saying. There's a possibility that this thing could go the other way as well. Then what would you say?
Man, Heineke stands for heart attack.
Every snap is wet.
Please don't say that word. Please don't say that word, Marcus. Please.
My bad, bro. Forgive me, man.
Which must stand for kill you over and put you in the grave, Jim.
No,
the quarterback that has won every opportunity given to him this season. He's won, but the quarterback who had you on a losing streak. Come on, man.
We've done this before, Kel. This is all I'm saying. We've done this before where we was praising Heineke, and then when he had the opportunity for basically the whole season, when they realized the boy weaknesses, they shut it down, and he was still just a mediocre joker.
We're on a 3-game winning streak.
early. This ain't a three-game winning streak in week 13. We are in week 8, meaning that we in the position
of a wild
card.
Can I ask a question not being a risk? Can I ask a question not being a Washington fan? I just want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
So far in the last two games that he's been in there, has he been playing good so far?
Yes.
Forget about what the rest of the season might look like. Has he been playing good so far? That's all that matters right now.
Not only,
but the players around
him. No, you predicted what could happen, Marcus, and not appreciating what you've done so far. You know,
that's all
I'm saying. You predicted that. What if this guy, like Kel says, what if this guy gets you into the playoffs? Are you going to give him any credit then?
Hey, I give him playoff credit. But I don't I don't change my
You're not really a Redskins fan.
No. I don't change my tune from year to year. I don't like having a heart attack throughout the whole game and then finally we secure at the end of the game. That's what we have done. I know my culture of my team. I'm telling you, I know the culture and I'm sick of the mediocre
talk. But the players rally around Heineken. They get excited. They rally. Gives them a little
edge.
I'm
with it. I'm with that 100%. But had they gave Heineke the team at the beginning of the year, let him practice all off season with the team, let him have the number ones, we would see a whole different Heineke.
They did, and then they brought in Wentz.
And then they set him down,
and
then they had to bring him back up.
They brought Wentz in the offseason. Wentz was here in the offseason before we even played the game. And they automatically gave Wentz the starting job. They didn't even have a competition. They automatically gave Carson Wentz the starting job.
That's right.
Because Wentz ain't going to like Wentz.
I was going to say that. He don't like him. So y'all going to forever have a controversy, especially when your coach don't like the quarterback and vice versa. I mean, y'all going to be at ease at all the time until everybody get on the same page. That's what this is what it's going to be.
And I'm going to say this. For the second week, I watched Terry McLaurin in his excitement, in his celebratory state, walk past Wentz as if he wasn't even there. Totally ignored Wentz and Wentz kept trying to shake his hand and high five the man, and he wanted no part of it. Wanted no parts of it. That tells us a lot, y'all. That tells us a lot. Seriously, you say you didn't see that?
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw that part. He like, nah.
Yeah.
He went to Heineken. He the one celebrating Heineken.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think one of the
left tackles was with him.
I think my game was at the same time. That's what I mean. I was going back and forth, so I didn't see that part because I was watching my game.
Yeah.
So,
we were on at the same time on
Sunday.
We were. Yeah.
Can I bring up Come on,
007.
You got the last word. Come on,
007.
You got the last word.
Let Kirby answer.
Thank you, Gary. Hey, look, it's a blessing to talk to y'all and learn about health.
Come on.
Learn about life.
Come on, man.
Just thank y'all.
Thank you, bro. Come on, Kirby. Get it out.
Okay, I just want to say that even the defense plays harder when Heineke's in there, and that I think the more Heineke plays, the better he'll get, and he'll take us from a 4-4 mediocre team to a playoff team. That's just what I think, and you know, thinking of the positive thing now. A real judge will be next week when we play the Black Queens because they are one of the best teams in the NFC at the present time. You know, you got the Eagles, you got the
Vikings,
okay.
You know.
Sorry to cut you off. Measure stick.
Next week.
All right.
Stick.
All right. Go ahead, Lady K. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Kayla Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kayla's Corner. Kayla Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kayla's Corner at Facebook and on Instagram. You guys can log into blogtalkradio.com/UKayla McClain and listen to the there as well. I want to say our condolences out to Offset family. He was murdered, so I want to say my condolences to him, his family, and congratulations to Tank. Kale, you have the last word.
Hey, if you love them, they should already know. Your actions and your words should show. Congratulations, Brother Tank, and we'll get with y'all Thursday, 5 p.m., as Don Cornelius would say, peace and love. We'll be right back. Take a step back.